One size fits all seems like a good idea for clothes until you try them on. Same goes for healthcare. That's why United Healthcare offers flexible, budget-friendly coverage for medical, vision, dental, and more. Learn more at uh1.com.
Quality sleep is essential. That's why the Sleep Number Smart Bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs. Need a bed that's firmer or softer on either side? Helps you sleep at a comfortable temperature? Sleep Number smart beds let you individualize your comfort, so you sleep better together. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now, save 50% on the Sleep Number limited edition smart bed for a limited time. For J.D. Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at a Sleep Number store or sleepnumber.com.
Hey guys, before this show starts, just want to let you know that over on Red Men Plus, our subscription service, we've got tons and tons of Liverpool content in podcast form as well. You love podcasts, we love making podcasts. Go and check it all out. That's redmenplus.com. Sign up for as little as £5 a month. You will not regret it. Now, enjoy the show.
Hello everyone, welcome to the Red Men TV. It is the Uncensored Match Build-Up Show. I am Chris Pajak, and today for this one, I am joined by Chloe Bloxham and Quinn Curran for this one. Are you excited to be here? Happy American.
Me? I can't tell you. I can't really describe how happy I am to be here. I look around this place. I've been watching you guys for about 5 years. This is a dream. Have you ever had an American here before?
Yeah, we've had Americans here before.
Nah, well, that's okay.
No, you're the first.
I'm the first. I thought so.
Special. You're the tallest.
I'm definitely the tallest, goofiest, for sure. I'm so excited, man. I can't believe 500,000 followers you guys have, subscribers. I've been telling everybody I know to try and subscribe. I like to think I had a little hand in it, but this couldn't be a better time to be a Red and to be on the set of Red Men TV.
There you go. So I met Quinn a few weeks ago in Las Vegas, didn't we? And your wife, yep. Darlene, who's obviously behind camera and stuff, yep, at the moment now. And you said you were coming over. So we were like, let's get Quinn in for a show. And Chloe's here as well. We're going to talk about Liverpool against Nottingham Forest at the weekend. Three wins on the bounce for the Reds now, Chloe. Are we in form?
Potentially. I don't want to say anything too soon because, I mean, Nottingham Forest is the one where, let's say, we all should be winning. They are bottom of the table. They look like they've been shipping goals for fun. They don't have a starting 11. They don't know what to pick from the 18 players they've bought. But saying that, if you end up dropping points in this game, I mean, everything comes to a halt. But yeah, it's been a boss three games. We've discovered ourselves again.
Yeah.
And the game management throughout the entire three games has been brilliant by us, which is something we've lacked all season.
Yeah, we have. I'm going to talk to you a little bit, Quinn, about your experiences coming over to Liverpool and being in the Kop and stuff like that. But we have just launched our brand new 2022 knitted Christmas jumpers. You think I'd have them on hand? I don't. I left them upstairs because I'm an idiot. but we've got a graphic to show you right now anyway, and of course these Christmas jumpers are available for pre-order from redmenmerch.com, or you can scan the QR code on your screen right now. It's redmenmerch.com. We've got two available. We've got a Believer one and we've got a Glorious History, and they really are absolutely superb, handmade in the UK. Brilliant jumpers. Get it in early. There is only a limited number of these jumpers, so if you want to be the best dressed Red this Christmas, then get over to redmenmerch.com and get yours in the bag. Now, they'll be shipping week commencing 7th of November, so you should have them by about the 14th of November, so you've got plenty of time to get your Christmas jumpers in before your Christmas parties. But most importantly, you need to get the order in now such that you can bag yourself one of our incredible knitted Christmas jumpers. Quinn, you came over, you were in the Kop for the Manchester City game, you're in the Kop for the West Ham game. I want to talk to you a little bit first of all, because there'll be loads of people who watch this who come over from America or come from all around the world, who stay up late to watch the Reds, and you know they're in supporters clubs. That's how you obviously got your tickets. You're in a supporters club in Las Vegas. You're repping the shirt right now. What was it like for you to be able to come to Anfield and witness Liverpool beat Manchester City?
You know, Chris, it was. Okay, first of all, it's been my wife and I, Darlene. We were here three years ago, first time, and so there was a bit there. We weren't sure when we were ever going to come back here, and during that time, you could only you know, imagine, you know, think back on those memories and hope that it was going to happen again. And after 3 years, I'm so happy to be back. So happy that all that's over. So happy to be in. And this is our first time in the COP. So we got, we got there and we were up at the very top. We saw that I saw the row was 75. I thought that must be pretty close to the top, if not the top. And we thought, oh, we might be a little far from the action, might not feel it as much. No, it was the opposite. It was, I had no idea, but that's where I met this guy who I called him the governor of the COP, because he was telling me all about how he used to sit lower. He's come back at the top, and that's where all the chants kind of starts, where the songs start.
Because it travels down.
Yeah, it travels down. And so I was at the epicenter of it, man. Not where you're only in the COP, we were at the epicenter of the COP, and the energy was just unreal. We've been to events around the country, the U.S. and around the world. We've been to some World Cups, Olympics, some really high energy events that I thought I'd seen it all. And as good as the games were that we saw 2 years ago, including Man City and Man United, including that Man United game, we're going to win the league. Being in the COP for this, it was electric from 20 minutes before, and we were standing the whole time, and I can't describe how happy and how just connected we felt to everybody in that stadium, connected to the memories and the things we've all heard about, and it just played out and fulfilled all. It was everything and more. It was just incredible. Yeah. Just
that's brilliant, isn't that absolutely brilliant, Vic, to hear, Chloe? Because sometimes I think
you give me chills just thinking.
What though, we can take it for granted a little bit because it's 3 miles down the road.
Yeah,
like, you know what I mean. And we get to experience it loads. And like I felt that one was a special game, Chloe. And you know, it feels like, you know, with Liverpool getting a couple of wins under the belt, that the atmosphere is starting to come back. But it was City that was the catalyst for that atmosphere, of course. And it is just absolutely electric up there, isn't it?
Yeah, it's indescribable. It is the greatest place on earth for me personally. I mean, I've had a season ticket for 5-6 years and I still get emotional every time I go to the ground. As soon as You'll Never Walk Alone hits, I still get emotional when I sing it, because you are surrounded by absolute strangers of all different backgrounds and ethnicities and absolutely everything, different walks of life. And for 90 minutes of a football game, they're your best mates. Yeah. And you'd probably never see them at any other part in your life aside from when you go to the football game. And after a massive win, you're just grabbing onto everyone you can, hugging everyone you can, and you're so connected. It's like a massive family every time you go there. It is indescribable to witness an atmosphere like that. And it's the passion. It's boss, because not just are you passionate, you're surrounded by everyone else who's just as passionate as you, who will love the same thing.
Yeah, and obviously onto the game now. It is the build-up show, of course. So I do want to catch up a little bit with Nottingham Forest. Now, Chloe, you actually watched the game. You sat through Brighton Nottingham Forest for some banal reason on Tuesday night, was it?
Yeah.
What did you learn about Nottingham Forest during your time, or were you staring at the wall above your television?
A little bit of both, to be honest. I learned that... I'm watching it, I think, you know, when we played Brighton and we drew 3-3, Brighton, that 3-3...
Was that the last time they scored?
Yes.
Great. That, nice one, Brighton.
Yeah, exactly.
Cheers, lads. You knock three past us, never forget how to score the ball.
Literally, though, it was a false sense of security in the fact that I had a load of hope that Brighton were going to entertain me and ship 3-4 past this Nottingham Forest team. And like I said earlier on, Nottingham Forest haven't been able to get a clean sheet in sight. Like, they just concede and concede and concede. They're overly attacking at times. But what I did find from Nottingham Forest, and Brighton weren't brilliant, but they definitely had chances, was Nottingham Forest, they held their own, to be fair to them. They looked a lot more defensively set, and of course they don't concede, which is a big boost for them. They're still bottom of the table, but it's a massive
Leicester
point.
Leicester are bottom, I think by a point, but yeah, you know what I mean.
Are they?
Yeah.
I thought they were joint. Either way, they're both crap. And I'm saying that and watch Liverpool go and lose to them now and look like an absolute knobhead, but like, they didn't have anything, really, to be honest. And Liverpool should walk all over them, because they can't even pick a full starting 11 because there's that many players. They don't know who to choose or the cohesion. But the only positive, and of course a team has to get a positive out of anything before playing us, is that they didn't ship a goal. And we've got a valuable
point. And
that's
it. You see City ship 6 past them. I think, you know, Bournemouth scored 3 past them a few weeks ago. Fulham knocked 3 past them. Leicester knocked 4 past them. But since then, 1 to Aston Villa, 1 to Wolverhampton and zero to Brighton. So it looks like maybe they're making a fist of trying. Now, the teams they've played are pretty crappy as well, yeah, to be fair. But they are maybe trying to be a little bit more defensively solid. But the thing is, when it comes to Nottingham Forest, and this is something I'll bring you in on, Quinn, these are a massive club, Nottingham Forest. Now, I know they're only back in the Premier League, and they've not been back in the Prem since 1999, I think it was, something like that. But they are, you know, a proper football club, a proper English football club, and, you know, with a great stadium that people want to go to as well, the City Ground. And they've won European Cups, so they're a bigger club than Manchester City, and I can't wait. Like, I don't have that hatred for them that my dad's generation have for Nottingham Forest when they were proper rivals, but I know about it, and I can't wait to watch Liverpool play Nottingham Forest again, because it's been too long for a big rivalry to not exist for 23 years or whatever.
Yeah, sounds like it's something that could reignite, not necessarily this year because they are so poor at the moment, but... I don't have any feelings towards them because when I started, you know, supporting Liverpool, they were in the championship or maybe a level below that. But I have done research on them. I know who Brian Clough is. I've read about the story, watched some things. And I did notice even the last two or three years, I would tune in to watch a few of the championship games because I saw they had an amazing crowd. They had a really, really good atmosphere. And I was curious about them. I'd heard stories and I'd watch a few. And they seemed to be really behind their team, regardless. I know just at Brighton, they had, I want to say 3,000 that made that trip all the way down. And so the fans, the supporters are chomping at the bit, ready to be competitive. And it seems like a lot of them remember how they feel about Liverpool. And so, you know, I'm looking for us to get on the board quick to not let that become a factor. Every dog has his day, and we've seen that play out before. And I think that's going to be fairly electric. Is it an earlier start?
Yeah, it's 12:30.
Okay. Well, that'll help us then, right?
Yeah, I don't know. Like, Klopp doesn't like the early starts.
Well,
the team seems to do all right.
The atmosphere might be dampened slightly.
That will probably dampen the atmosphere, certainly. Obviously, a full day on the ale for a 5:30 is much easier to get loud than a 12:30. You have to start really early. It's a Wetherspoons brekkie and a pint for the 12:30 kickoffs, really, to get the atmosphere going. So hopefully they don't do that. Before we get into the proper injury stuff and the good talk about all that type of stuff, we have got another sponsor today. It is BetMate again. I won monies yesterday at the game. Loved it. Did really, really well. Came ninth in the league. It was only a £100 pot, of course, but you know, we'll get the leaderboard on there now, and you can see that takes me. I won £4.50. All of the monies. Steve didn't win any of the monies. Paul didn't win any of the monies, and Redmen guessed it terribly. Terribly. This is the team that you're taking over. Don't ask me questions. I was here when they did it. I think it was John and I think it was
Dan.
Abby who did that one.
Yeah.
They did terribly. Terribly, terribly, terribly.
Okay.
So yeah, that's the leaderboard. The overall leaderboard though this season, because we're carrying it on, is Steve just ahead of me, 3 points ahead, but I've won all the monies. He's only won £5.20 of the monies. Redman Paul has won £16.50 of the monies, but he has less points than me. And Redman Guest has won £15.08 of the monies, which is terrible really by comparison to me. Chris Pajak with £49.50 of the monies. So this is going on, of course, all season long. I am promising you right now that I am not going to finish bottom of this, but I won't promise you that I'm going to win. We're going to look at this a little bit later on, but it's fancy football and you can win £1,000 this week. If you download the BetMate app, then you just type in code REDMEN5, you get a free £5 bet and you can join us in this league and you can try and win some of the monies, and you'll enjoy winning monies if you win monies properly, but you've got to gamble responsibly, of course, and you have to be 18 plus in UK to play. So we're going to get into it. Some of the stuff that I want to talk about. Before we do, the trivia question for you two. You won't have seen this. When we last played Nottingham Forest, I gave you the year in 1999 at the City Ground in the Premier League, because we played them last season in the FA Cup, I think, on our way to winning it. It was a 2-2 draw. Who were the goal scorers for Liverpool? And I'll let you all think about that very, very shortly while I tell you a little bit more about Redmen Plus.
Hello everyone, thanks so much for tuning in. While I've got you here for a minute, let me tell you about Red Men Plus, our amazing subscription service dedicated to all things Liverpool. Over on Red Men Plus, you will get access to the best premium content, including more podcasts that you'll enjoy. You'll get access to exclusive merch discounts, and you'll even get access to our very own Discord server and Facebook group. There's so much more to offer. To find out more, head over to www.redmenplus.com and get your subscription. Nice one, and let's get back to the show.
Hello, welcome back then. Have you got the answer to the trivia question, which was the last time we played Nottingham Forest at the City Ground in the Premier League? It was 1999. We drew 2-2 with them. Matt Blakely in the comments has one of the answers correct. It was Michael Owen. The other one was the captain of Liverpool Football Club, I think, at the time, and it was Jamie Redknapp. For the other goal scorer. Paul Ince got an assist for one of the goals, I'll have you know. And the assist for the other goal, if I just get my research out, Paul Ince for Jamie Redknapp. And Jamie Redknapp assisted Michael Owen in the 72nd minute of a game that happened 23 years ago. If you remembered that, you're incredible. If you did get the answers right, well done to you. We're going to talk about injuries. So we know that Diaz, Matip, Keita, Arthur and Jota are out. Ox was on the bench last night, which was good to see. Nunes is currently being assessed because he felt something at half time. We let him play on for another few minutes and then we brought him off. Kanate is close as well and might make the bench, but probably more likely next week. It's a lot of injuries. Chloe, are we at the point where if Nunes can't play, can we play this pseudo four up top?
Well, I guess it depends how fit the other guys are. I think I mentioned before I came on here, I don't think Ox starts from the beginning, but if you need him to, and if you're advised by the fitness staff that, yeah, okay, you can do it, or at least you'll have to bring him off at 60 and then you can go to your 4-3-3 like we did, obviously, midweek against West Ham. I think maybe you put Salah up top with Firmino and then you put Ox on the right, maybe. I mean, you've got Harvey Elliott still, Carvalho, who can also play. I don't think he'll change the formation based off the fact he didn't against West Ham, where I thought you could have turned around and said, okay, Jota's gone, we need to be careful here with who we get injured, one more injury and that won't be the case, we won't be able to play this formation. But because he did it against West Ham, I don't think he's going to stop doing it.
Yeah, Quinn, out of the options that Liverpool have got, I mean, two of them I want to talk to you about, Carvalho and Harvey Elliott. Are these guys impressing you this season?
Yeah. Have they played together? Have they started together yet?
Yeah, they started...
Rangers?
Rangers, no. It was. Yeah. I think it was Rangers. Yeah. I think.
And this might be the one that they get away with.
What was it, Everton?
They started Everton as well.
Everton, yeah. No, I'm impressed. Yeah, I mean, really, Harvey was impressing us a couple of years ago before that injury, wasn't he? And he looked like he was flying out of the gates that year before he, what was that, second game against Leeds, or was it?
Yeah, so, something like that. Yeah. Yeah, it was early on in the season, wasn't it? Because he started actually against Chelsea and stuff and kept Hendo out, and then I think obviously picks up the injury.
He definitely looks smooth on the ball and like he belongs out there and can handle the big moment. Carvalho as well. In stretches, when he doesn't look as strong starting to me as he does as a sub right now, Carvalho. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. But I think he definitely backs himself and has the confidence. I think the two of them could probably get the job done this weekend if called upon. We just got to get through the next couple of weeks, right? With all these injuries, we got to find a way to just get these boring, whether it's 1-0, 2-0, just get to that break. Regroup.
That's what I loved about last night, is that Liverpool didn't play the best and they won a game of footy. That's what I want Liverpool to do. I just want them to win. It doesn't matter how they win. We just got to win.
I couldn't have been happier with it. You know, we were here for two games, both 1-0. I was ecstatic. We loved it. Every minute of it. And love watching them defend a little bit. Love watching them. When Milner, when Milley had to play, it forced us to defend a little more. And getting stuck in all these tackles and just, it sort of brought our moxie back to me a little bit. And this, we just got to get through it.
And obviously, of course, the other player that we've sort of not spoken about yet, Chloe, but that could have a massive involvement in this game, he comes on 57 minutes, I think it was, last night, Curtis Jones, from kind of out of nowhere. I don't think I expected him to be on the bench last night. It was a real surprise. And then to see him actually used from the bench, it was like, oh my gosh, he's right. well, in Kurt, you're back. Like, he can obviously play that left wing position if we need to. If you want someone who's a little bit more experienced than maybe Fabio Carvalho, because that's where he grew up. He grew up as that left winger, and it was us that moved him into the centre of the park when we played the 4-3-3 formation. But this might be an opportunity for Kurt to get some minutes as well.
Yeah, maybe. I mean, the fact that he does come on and it's a triple sub that's made, it kind of shows that no matter what would have happened in that game, Jurgen Klopp was making those changes, and he'd already had that in mind. And maybe it is for the next game, because Curtis Jones needs a couple of minutes here and there before he plays or starts a game and plays a full 90. I wasn't overly impressed with him, but that's fine, because he just came back from injury. It's his first kick of a ball in how long. But I thought he dug in well. He didn't really have a lot to do, but then we were out of the ball a lot since Nunes went off. We kind of lost the out ball, and they were obviously going to pressure us in the last 15 minutes of the game. But he stuck to his task. He did fairly well. He gets through it. I don't think he's put an imprint on Jurgen Klopp's mind at the moment, because what can you really do with 20 sort of minutes in that moment? But he's another option, and all we need is options right now, because we're really lacking with them. And even if he does come in and he plays a different role than that, if we do a 4-3-3 and have to change it 60 minutes in, at least you know you've got him who can play. You obviously just need to be careful in case it's a reoccurring injury, because you don't want to overplay him and get injured again.
And it's been so long that he's been out for Kurt Jones, hasn't it? I mean, he's not kicked the ball for us this season at all, has he? So I'd be surprised if he could be out for that long and you'd get 30 minutes and then you'd get a 90. That doesn't sound like, I mean, it's because he's been out for so long, it's got to be a 30 minutes, maybe a 45, and yeah, sort of almost like a little pre-season, if you sort of, if Klopp thinks of it like that. So I don't know. I'm quite interested to see how he lines up with the front four. I think, you know, Quinn, we mentioned it the other day actually about Salah getting central against Manchester City, and you know that's a big thing, isn't it, for Mo at the moment. Yeah. And I think maybe if you've got Harvey Elliott there, who can play that right hand side, which we saw obviously earlier on in the week, Salah going central for this one, if Nunes isn't available, seems to be the most likely thing that Jurgen will do.
Yeah, it's been nice seeing him come central, and it's just nice seeing him touch. I want to see him touch the ball. I want him. You know, I want him shooting on goal as often as possible, taking, you know, get himself in the groove. I want him to, you know, when he's been, I think a lot of people have been moaning about how far out he's been, and it seems like he's getting shut down and you know, having few chances to cut in and making something happen. And anything that gets his mind switched on to goal scoring mode, I want to see more of that. And yeah.
And it could be that if he plays alongside Bobby Firmino, then you know Bobby's going to get him the ball.
Yeah, man, Bobby looks so good, doesn't he? Bobby just looks amazing lately. He's looking like the old Bobby. And when he's there with Mo, he wants him, like he said the other night when he had a chance to get that hat trick and he laid it off to Darwin. He wants other guys to get going. He doesn't need that. He'll take it, but he wants to see other guys get going. So when he's there with Mo, it's feeling like the old days, you know, with those two together. Well, yeah.
And obviously, we talked, Chloe, about obviously if Darwin's missing, but if Darwin's available for this game, which is entirely impossible according to injury room, which we use all the time, there's a 75% chance that he starts this game. And they're normally pretty good at this, to be fair. You know, I've been using them for a few years now. They track all the Premier League injuries across all the clubs and stuff. And if Darwin's available after the performance, after the goal at Anfield, he's just electric, and he's just a big,
absolutely
mad box of frogs of a striker.
You don't know what you're going to get, really, but you know it's going to be entertaining. You know what? I can't read what he's going to do, so never mind a defender coming one-on-one with him. I mean, the ball that goes over the top of him, and he volleys it with his left, and I was like...
Is that done that was tipped over?
Yeah, I was like, oh my word. I think he does that against Everton, and Pickford tips it on the to the bar, but he does that with his right foot. This is his weaker foot. He then obviously gets his goal, but there's a chance where it comes to him at the edge of the box. He chests it and volleys it first time. It smashes off the post. Like, it felt like the post could have moved back 5 yards with that much power
into the Annie Road.
And you know, he was everywhere. He was back helping us defend at times, which was brilliant to see as well. You could see the desire and the want to impress and do well for the crowd. You know, we sing his name once he scores and he's clapping us and he's putting his hands up to the entire stadium. He loves it. He thrives off it. And he was our best player attacking-wise against West Ham, and he caused him a lot of problems. He could have had two or three once again. He only picks up the one, but a one is good enough because we win the game. So if he's fit, he's 100% got to start.
Do you know what? I've heard loads of people talk about who they remind, who he reminds them of, and I've heard nothing better than, and this is a mad stretch, so give me a second here. Didier Drogba, right? In that, not the same player, not the same style, but when he came in, he was rough, raw. Like, but he had those volleys in him where he could score from 30 yards, and he just needed someone, Mourinho, to really train him into how to be in that system and stuff like that. That's what he is. He is a raw, rough diamond at the moment, isn't he, Darwin? And he just needs coaching. And coaching takes time. It's not a one-game or a two-game thing. It's going to be weeks upon weeks of coaching with Pep Linders and Jurgen Klopp to get him into our system. But he's got the raw materials, hasn't he, Quinn, to be able to succeed at Liverpool.
Can we not go back to that mad box of frogs thing?
Imagine a box of frogs. It's fucking all over the place, man. You do not know where it is going to pop up next to you.
If you don't turn that into some merch, I'm gonna be disappointed. Madbox of Frogs. I'm gonna make. Oh my goodness, that's beautiful. Yeah. Madbox of Frogs. That's gonna get a lot of mileage out of that one. That's so good. He is that. I love, because like everybody. I was sitting with folks in the cop and they were moaning about him here and there, but then he pivot and takes this rocket with his left, and then this kid behind me goes, "That's why he's there, because he can do that." I'm like, you're right, man. It's exactly right, because he'll do something crazy. He'll just pull out of nowhere. He's just ready to pivot, shoot. Where him? He knows where to go. His coordinates are dialed in. Just go, and he's not far off. And when that starts to go in a few more times, he might just go on a run, because it doesn't take much from. It's like Jota when he started. My wife would always say what she loved about him was that he'd just get it and turn, shoot. When you need somebody to sniff out a goal, he come in ready to go, boom, right, like, you know, and that's exactly what this mad box of frogs does. He's ready any moment to do something mad for you. Yeah,
absolutely. And you know the difference with him now is that you saw the difference of using a Darwin Nunes against West Ham, a team like that, because you can put it in the box and he'll go and win a header for you. And that header's a boss header, by the way. It's a great finish by him. So not just can he do all this nice stuff, and I think his passing, his hold-up play is really good as well. But when a team's sitting deep against you, put it in the box, and if you've got good enough service, he'll get his head onto it. He did that against Everton, didn't score, got it off target, but keep feeding him and you'll get that. And the other thing I really like about him is every single time we get that ball, he's always on the shoulder. He's always bombing it. He's always ready to go. And not just does that make the defence crap themselves and think where they need to be, it leaves a load of space for Bobby Firmino, who then sits deep, because they're all trying to, you know, because he's occupying the back four and he's making those runs and they've got to move deeper. They've got to go with the runner or they risk the high line. It leaves spaces in and around for other players. And I thought Carvalho picked it up. Firmino picked it up in and around. And Thiago actually moved forward into the space. It's what got us higher up the pitch. You're seeing that. He's not just a one-trick pony, but if you could start finishing things more often, which will come to him, then he's going to score
a hat full of goals. Shout out to Easy Ollie, who I believe, looking by size comments, said the Drogba thing at the same time as me in the comments. Not seen anyone saying it, but Darwin actually reminds me of Drogba more than any other player I've seen. Was that at the same time or before?
It was exactly the same time
that I said it. How mad is that? And then he's just put in there, he's yelling, "Oh my God, you just said what I said." He shoots like Drogba as well, loves power shots when through on goal. So Si's in the comments going, "Did you both say that at the exact same time?" And he's like, "Yeah, mad." So there you go. Shout out Easy Ollie, who should be concerned that he thinks the same as me, to be honest with you. I feel for you, Ollie. You're on a slippery slope, my friend.
To be fair, though, you've robbed that off someone else.
No.
I thought you said the best thing I've heard.
I came up with it.
Oh, is that why it's the best thing you've heard? Oh, good God. Someone thinks highly of themselves.
And Easy Ollie, apparently. So there you go.
You can see better.
Easy Ollie's
loving life at the moment, mate. He's absolutely killing it.
This is Paige, the co-host of Giggly Squad, and I want to tell you about a company that I've been loving, Olive & June. Olive & June gives you everything that you need for a salon-quality manicure in one box. And if you break it down, it really comes out to $2 a manicure, which is absolutely insane. It's also so easy to get salon-worthy nails at home with Olive & June. The difference between how your nails used to look when you did them yourself and now with the Manny system is a complete game changer. The best thing about Olive & June, too, is it's a quick dry. It dries in about 1 minute, lasts for 5 days, and full coverage in up to 1 to 2 coats. Visit oliveandjune.com/perfectmanny20 for 20% off your first system. That's oliveandjune.com/perfectmanny20 for 20% off your first system.
Hey there, it's Michelle Norris. I'm host of a podcast called Your Mama's Kitchen. When I travel, I'm usually looking for a way to find a taste of home when I'm not at home. And one of the things I love to do when I am at home is entertain. And Airbnb allows me to do that. When I was in California recently, I rented a house that had a great kitchen. And when we were sitting around the table, we're all thinking, we're in someone else's house. Someone could be in all of our homes as well. If you have a home, but you're not always at home, you have an Airbnb. Your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/host.
Everyone knows therapy is great for solving problems, but getting therapy has its own problems too, like finding the right therapist, fitting into their schedule, and of course, the cost. Well, BetterHelp can solve those problems. It's totally online and built around your schedule. It's surprisingly affordable too. Connect with a credentialed therapist by phone, video, or online chat, all from the comfort of your home. Visit BetterHelp.com to learn more and save 10% on your first month. That's BetterHelp, H-E-L-P.
We're going to talk about the midfield then. As we move on from Darwin Nunes and stuff. And Chloe, I'll come to you on this one. It looks like Kopp's been playing 2 from 3. The last couple of weeks, you know, obviously we saw Henderson come out against Manchester City and Thiago and Fabinho start, then Fabinho comes out and it's Thiago and Henderson last night. Is it now on the rotation, Fabinho and Jordan Henderson, for this game?
You would think so, but the only thing I'd say is when Fabinho came on last night, we lost control of the game. He was chasing the shadows a little bit last night, and maybe that's just because when you bring a player on, it can take them 10-15 minutes to warm into a game. Sadly though, when you're coming on with 20 minutes to go, you don't have that time to get up into it. And maybe starting from the off will be good for him. You know, Jordan Henderson's always like, his pressing is ridiculous. And he did really well against West Ham. I thought he pressed really, really well. He kept going. And logic would say, yes, that's the two that's starting, and then you've always got Thiago if you need to unlock someone, and he's not the person to get the assist, but he's the pre-assist there. He's the one that passes the ball to Costas, he's the one that breaks the lines, so then it's easier for us to score. So by that logic, yeah, you would assume. I'd be a little bit concerned if Fabinho doesn't start well, though, just because I don't think he's being up
to it. City's pretty much, Quinn, for me, sort of exactly what Chloe's saying is, City's the only game he's really played well for me. And yet, they're second to bottom. They're probably going to end up being bottom of this league.
Yeah.
Like, if he can't do it against them, we've got a real problem, to be honest, because we need Fabinho.
Yeah, it's a good game for him to get switched on, isn't it? And because we're going to need him, obviously, throughout. And so, yeah, I'd like to see him. I like to see him start, and I think do the job. Yeah, with a team like that, you don't want to see them get any momentum. You want to snuff out any possible chance they think they might have early on. So I'd love to see him start. Yeah.
Yeah. Cool. And then finally, then obviously Ramsey scored when he came on.
Calvin.
In the under 23s, is it now, or is it the under 21s? I forget.
Either or.
The unders.
Yeah.
Is he going to get some minutes in the first team off the bench this week, Chloe?
I really hope so. I'm excited to see what he's about. No one has a clue, really. There's clearly been a reason why we've signed him and we've got him. And if he's good enough, you've got to work him into the team. And it's good to see where he's at now. He's obviously not going to be ready just yet. But it'd be nice to give him, you know, if we're 2-3-0 up, lovely 15, 20 minutes to just get a feel of what it's like to put on the red shirt and actually play for us and have the support. Settle yourself in. But yeah, it'd be really good to see him, because everyone loves a new player signing for you. Hopefully he's as good as obviously Liverpool think. And then it also gives license for us to think about other players like Trent, and if he can, for the next couple of years, come in and make that role his own, Trent can make an even bigger role for himself as well.
Yeah, no, I think Chloe might be alluding to Trent in midfield there.
I don't actually care for Trent in midfield. I like him where he is, but yeah. Okay. But everyone likes it, so why not try it?
If Ramsey is a world-class right-back and you've got two exactly. world-class right-backs, but one of them can play in the centre of the park...
Trent is, yeah.
It's maybe, chances, maybe. Yeah. And I haven't entertained this conversation at all for years, but he's got the skill set we know to be able to do it. We're going to go and pick our BetMate teams now. So I'm just going to pull that from there. We're going to get into it. And we are going to get you to pick your team. So if you want to play along and you want to join in and have a chance to win that £1,000, then download the BetMate app. You can only play it if you're in the UK or 18 plus, of course. You've got to gamble responsibly. It's like fantasy footy, but it's just the Liverpool versus Nottingham Forest game. So it's 7-a-side. You've got to pick 6 from one side, pretty much, and 5 from the other. You can only have up to 6 players from one team. Chloe... and of course Quinn, you get to pick your side on the right hand side there. You get points, of course, for clean sheets and penalty saves, and me having Alisson was a real difference maker, and him getting a penalty save in the game the other night was obviously massive for me. If you do download the BetMate app, it's the Liverpool versus Nottingham Forest game. There's a £1,000 pot, and the code is REDMEN5. You get a free £5 bet to enter and a chance to win this £1,000, of course. So click the link in the description or download the BetMate app from the App Store. Do exactly as I've just outlined and you can get involved. So who are you picking for your goalkeeper and why?
I'll let you pick, considering you're, you know, first time here, you can pick who you want.
I think, of course, it's going to be Alisson.
Okay. Cool.
Yeah. Alisson Becker. Let's get Alisson Becker in goal.
There you go.
Simple as that. Let's do one defender each. You've got to think who, Chloe, is going to start this game.
Yeah, I just don't know what people get points for.
It's fine. Goals, assists, tackles, interceptions, clean sheets.
Robbo then.
Robbo, yeah.
And assume he's going to start. Who do you want?
I'm going Virgil.
Virgil, a little cheeky header from a corner, nice.
We have to pick someone from their team.
Yeah, do you want to pick forward or a midfielder?
Well, we can go with former player, you know, Nico Williams.
Ah, you've already got your defenders.
Of course we do.
You can swap Virgil if you think.
Don't be doing that. Come on. Let's go. So who are you picking? One of the Nottingham Forest players. You're going to have to pick one of the Nottingham Forest players.
I'd say Emmanuel Dennis. It's a
three.
We don't know them.
One.
I'll go with Ryan Yates. Sorry.
Yes. Get in. Now Liverpool player. Go on, Quinn, your pick. Three. Mo Salah. Oh, nice. He's got it in time. You can do that as the centre forward.
Darwin Nunes is the other one. Do we need to pick another thing for you?
Four.
Well, you saw it
three,
pick, Danny.
Do it.
Midfielder.
Three. Carvalho. One.
Sorry, I went past them. Right. And now the bench.
And then just pick your bench while I'm talking. So you next we're going to be talking about our starting 11s for this game. I can't wait for this one. Come on, who've you got?
Oh, we can put Nico Williams in for you.
Go on, there you go.
There you go. We'll put Jordan in the sink because he's probably going to start.
Okay, Hendo's to start. I like your thinking.
Dennis.
And I think you've got one too many Liverpool players. So Hendo needs to come out. And another Nottingham Forest player needs to go in. And you're going to pick one that's close to the top, whose name is done. There you go. It's that easy. So download the BetMate app at the Play Store or the Apple Store or wherever you get your apps. The app stores. You can get it, download it, REDMEN5, free £5 bet, get involved, you can win £1,000, gamble responsibly, you have to be 18 plus and it's UK only. So thank you to BetMate for that. We are going to talk about our starting 11s next. Quinn, what is your starting 11 for this game?
Well, we got to go, of course, Alisson and goal. Robertson.
He's reading Paul's starting 11 off the board, the big cheat.
I'm not. I'm looking. This is okay. Of course, I'm going Virgil in the back. I'm going.
You can use it to help.
No, I don't need help. Let's see. I'm going Gomez again, maybe? Yeah?
There's no one else. Canate might make it back.
Yeah.
And then you've got a choice between Trent and James Milner, I suppose, at right back.
Ooh. I don't know if I'm gonna roll twice on Millie. What a job he did against Man City, though. You can't say enough about that. But now I'm gonna go the young fella just to be mad.
Okay.
Yeah.
Ramsey.
And midfield, assuming they're in that same formation, I'm going to go Thiago and Fabinho.
Okay.
And I'm going to go Carvalho up from the left.
Yeah, yep. Just like Paul's.
Yeah. Mo Salah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, just like Paul's, yeah.
I'm not looking, see. I'm looking this way. Yeah, okay. And on the right, goodness. Why can't I think?
Elliot.
Yeah, that sounds good. Yep, Elliot. And then Nunez.
Nunez, just that. Okay, what's yours, Tom?
Yeah, it's just exactly what Paul's is. Alisson. I don't know why you changed it. Because I genuinely think if Nunez starts, that's going to be the starting lineup. Ali in goal, Robertson, Virgil, Joe Gomez, Trent, Fabinho and Hendo in the mid. Carvalho off the left. Nunez with Firmino in behind slightly and Salah on the right. But if there was one change that I'd be excited to see, I'd probably put Elliot. Like if Nunez can't play, Firmino and Salah up top, and
I don't think he will risk Nunez personally. I think he'll go Elliot on the right. I think he'll go Firmino and Salah up front. I think he'll play Carvalho from the left hand side. Fabinho and Henderson with probably Kurt Jones joining the midfield at some point, or the left wing at some point during the game. Back four: Trent, Gomez, Van Dijk, Robertson and Alisson in goal. And between us, I think they're the two most likely sides, actually. So there you go, that's our starting 11s, of course. We've got the press conference from Jurgen Klopp coming tomorrow on the YouTube channel and on Acast, if you listen to your podcast. We've got the Oppo preview and the starting 11 is already out as well. So you can check out Paul's starting 11 on YouTube. Score predictions then, Chloe. What are you going for, mate?
Every time I've done this, we've lost. Can I not just say Liverpool win?
Yeah.
Yeah, I just don't want to jinx us, please.
Okay, no problem.
Liverpool win.
You know, I'm going, I think it's going to be a little cagey, and we're going to get something at the end of the half. It's going to go 1-0 for a while, and then we're going to, it feels like it could be an equalizer, but we're going to end up getting two toward the end. 3-0, I'm going.
3-0? Yeah. I like it. I think Liverpool are going to absolutely snot them. I think we're talking a 5-0 at Saturday. Yeah. Absolutely snot him.
I wouldn't mind that. Yeah, I wouldn't mind that at all. Yeah.
Do you snot him as an expression in America?
No.
Do you know what snot is?
No. I know snot. What snot is. Yeah,
we're going to snot him.
Snot, yeah, I'll write that down. Box of, you got that one down? Snot him and box of frogs.
Mad as a box of frogs and snot him. There you go.
Yeah.
That's how you speak Scouse.
Smoke these fools.
Yeah, I like it. I'm going to test that one. We're going to smoke these fools. Yeah, there you go. That's how you end it.
That's
the Uncensored Match build-up show. I've been Chris Page. That has been the mighty Quinn from Las Vegas.
Shout out to McMullen's.
The one, the only Klobox. Oh, McMullen's was great.
McMullen's Pub in Vegas. Come by, anyone in Vegas, come by McMullen's Pub on Tropicana next to the Orleans and hang out with us, watch a game. We got a good crowd over there.
It was wicked over there. Who was the owner? The
Brian McMullen,
man.
Shout out to Brian
because we had a great conversation. The food there is... I think the whole time I was in America, that was the best meal I had in McMullen's there.
Yeah, oh, the pasties. Oh, my goodness. Their fish and chips are good. Lots. I'm going to do a commercial for McMullen's here in a second, right? But, yeah, great food.
And the proper look after.
Yeah, Roddy's the president, you know, and great, yeah. Lots of good people. You're making a lot of new friends out there, and hopefully you won't lose too much money. But your new friends will make you feel better about it.
Yeah, absolutely. So there you go. Thanks very much for joining us.
Thank
Chris.
You.
It's been an absolute
pleasure. Tell you how much I appreciate it so much. This is an absolute pleasure for me. This girl's a rock star, and so happy to be here.
Excellent. Okay. Well, there you go. That has been the Uncensored Match build-up show. Liverpool against Nottingham Forest at the City Ground, 12:30 kickoff Saturday. Check out the rest of the content on the channel in the lead up to that. And if you want more Redmen TV in your life, then get over to redmenplus.com and sign up. You could become a plussy.
Load more for you right now. Head over to redmenplus.com. You can get extra Red Men podcasts. You've got Around the League, you've got The Debate Show, Journal Insight with Neil Jones, and Podcast Extra, all the stuff that we could never possibly broadcast on public spaces. It is there, available in your native podcasting app on the go as well. Head to redmenplus.com and sign up.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house with a huge selection of styles for every face shape.
And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.
Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend.
So, Robert, tell the people, what's a pretendian?
It's just what it sounds like, Angel. A pretend Indian.
Someone who fakes being one of us?
Someone who impersonates a native.
We're talking about real scammers and con artists.
There are pretendians teaching at universities, pretendians running governments, pretendians in Hollywood.
On our new podcast, Pretendians, we'll tell you the incredible story of these jaw-dropping frauds.
Who are they? Why do they do it? And how the heck do they keep getting away with it?
Listen to Pretendians on Spotify or wherever you get your podcasts.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.